Desyo Sa.
These are the women and men who tried to bring the news to their audiences. They were killed last year while doing their jobs. The museum in Washington has added 82 names to its journalist memorial. Photojournalist Ahmed Ismail Hassan Al-Samadi was shot in Bahrain while taping an anti-government protest. His father, Ismail, carries the camera his son was using when he was killed. No one has been charged in his death.
What I hope is that every martyr gets justice, everyone who died this year and previous years. And I hope that justice takes its course.
This is from one of the final broadcasts of VOA reporter Mukarram Khan Atif. He was killed by gunmen while saying prayers at a Pakistani mosque. Atif joins more than 2,200 journalists on this wall, all killed while practicing their craft, often in countries that do not have freedom of the press or are plagued by war. Syria was the deadliest country for journalists last year, with 29 deaths. NBC correspondent Richard Engel knows the danger. He and his crew were kidnapped last year in Syria, then rescued after 5 days.
You have pockets of the country that are run by one group, pockets of another country that are pockets of the same country that are run by yet another group, the capital that is still in the government's hands, and how you navigate from one political space to the next, where you don't really know who to trust, who has the power and ability to give you safe passage. I fear that next year this list is Syria is going to be very well represented on this next year's list as well.
The second most dangerous country last year was Somalia, with 12 deaths, followed by Brazil and Pakistan. Those journalists joined the others on the memorial, dating back to 1837. As Richard Engel said, these journalists died doing what they loved, not behind a desk, but with their boots on and pencil in hand. At the museum, Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.